Three companies are proposing pipelines across the Midwest that would carry carbon dioxide captured from ethanol plants to underground sequestration sites. The plan is to inject the CO2 deep into rock formations under Illinois and North Dakota for permanent storage. But some landowners are pushing back. Harvest Public Media's Sarah Nardi reports.
Karen Brocklesby describes herself as a farm wife and a mother. But over the past several months, she's also become somewhat of an activist. Brocklesby lives in Christian County, Illinois, and she's one of many rural landowners there fighting to keep a company called Navigator CO2 from injecting carbon dioxide beneath her farmland.
This potential for damaging the water for the future, to me, it just is foolishness.
Brocklesby has a list of concerns about carbon sequestration, but chief among them is the worry that sequestered carbon could contaminate the area's water supply. Brocklesby isn't alone. Christian County is awash in signs and billboards opposing pipeline projects. Navigator is one of two companies proposing carrying CO2 into Illinois from surrounding states and injecting it in underground pore space. The other is Wolf Carbon Solutions. Both companies are targeting Illinois because of a 60,000-square-mile basin known as the Mount Simon Sandstone that geologists say is ideal for carbon storage.
In geologic storage, you look for something that is a container and something that is a seal.
That's Sally Greenberg, a principal research scientist with the Illinois Geological Survey. She compares the Illinois Basin to a 7-layer salad, with a highly porous layer of rock at the bottom of a strata capped by a layer of impermeable shale.
And the configuration of those different types of rocks is what makes Illinois and the Illinois Basin highly suitable for geologic storage of carbon dioxide.
This kind of project isn't new. The Mount Simon Sandstone is already storing over 1 million metric tons of CO2 captured from the Archer Daniels Midland ethanol plant. Greenberg actually leads the project. And Navigator spokesperson Elizabeth Burns Thompson points to that decade-old ADM project as evidence that carbon sequestration works.
Demonstration projects like ADM have been able to proof point, over that time, that this absolutely can be done successfully and safely.
But whereas ADM is storing around 1 million metric tons of carbon, Burns Thompson has said that Navigator will capture 15 million metric tons each year. And that makes landowners like Brocklesby nervous.
I mean, what they're doing at ADM, I think, is like 3% of what they're proposing to do here in my neighborhood.
But large-scale sequestration projects have been done before. The problem, says John Haryu of the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota, is that there just haven't been that many.
There's not a lot of on-the-ground projects, and where do you go look at a few projects to build confidence that this does work well?
Haryu points to the Dakota Gasification Company. For over 20 years, it's been sequestering millions of tons of CO2 in a geologic formation called the Williston Basin. That basin has the same kind of 7-layer salad structure as the Mount Simon Sandstone, and that's why a company called Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing a sequestration site just north of Bismarck, North Dakota. And though the sudden emergence of companies hoping to capture and store carbon may be new, Greenberg says the science behind the sequestration isn't. She says it's based on 100 years of oil and gas production, and that looking for rocks that will produce things bears a lot in common, scientifically, with looking for rocks that will store things.
Storage of carbon dioxide is a relatively new application. It is not an untested or untried set of technological advancements because we've been doing this, 100 years.
But for people like Karen Brocklesby, whose family has lived on the same land for 100 years and hopes to live on it for 100 more, they say when it comes to carbon storage, they're not willing to bet their farm. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Nardi.